owner.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Action. There we go.
Oh, we'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit.
No, we won't.
Yeah, well, I'm going to let the pros do it. Yeah, we got our WSBT weather coming up. Oh. So I'm not going to do it, obviously. I just like teasing it. Right now, though, it's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
No, sorry, I didn't give you the double buildup. That's my bad. Yeah. That's my bad. I was typing something. So. If you've been waiting for Avenged Sevenfold to bust out of the pandemic lockdown with a big, loud statement, you're going to have a long wait. In an email sent out to fans, the band said, quote, "We are not willing to sacrifice the sound we are going for to work around this. While we appreciate the artists who are attempting live streams and other events, it just isn't the way we are choosing to roll this thing out. All of this may change in the future. We are going through this with all of you and feel frustrated as well. At the end of the day, music will come when it comes. Until then, we hope you and your families are all safe and sane." The note also says that they do have plenty of material in the bank for a follow-up to 2016's The Stage. So I think this is the first time I've heard a band say, yeah, just because this is happening, we're not going to be doing anything. You know what I mean? Yeah. And not knocking Avenged Sevenfold for that. But it's interesting that they're making this statement. I feel like
everybody's trying to be positive. Everybody's, we're gonna get you through it with some music. Avenged Sevenfold's just like, no. We're just going to hang out here in the basement.
I guess I don't know why this warrants you don't need to. You know what I mean? I'm sure a lot of bands are getting emails and messages like, are you guys putting new stuff out? Yeah. I don't know if this warrants a response. You know what I mean?
You know what it is? I think everybody is, when it first happens, you know, like everybody's freaking out. Like, oh, what does this mean for us? Mm-hmm. Like, what can we do to make this? It's almost like they're like overachieving during the coronavirus because, well, they don't want to lose what they've been doing their whole life. You know what I'm saying? With concerts not happening, with, I don't know, are sales going down? I have no idea, but. You know, it's one of those things that's one of those knee-jerk reactions where you're just like, oh, okay, we'll just start making stuff, and see what happens.
Yeah.
Where it's like some bands will probably, like Avenged Sevenfold, they're like, no, we're just going to ride it out, and everything's going to go back to normal, and that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Plus, what has Avenged Sevenfold done lately anyway?
Now, since 2016 was the last one, and that's what they're saying. So it's been 4 years. I think it's interesting that they would take time to make a statement when it's not like, and no offense to Avenged Sevenfold, but it's not like I haven't even thought about like, I wonder if Avenged Sevenfold's doing anything. And I know they got a lot of fans, but does it warrant a statement though? I don't know. It seems kind of like meh, you know?
It'd be like Styx coming out being like, hey, you know, hey guys, you know, I know you've been anticipating a new album. I don't know if Styx has a new album or not. I'm just thinking of an old school band. Yeah. It's just like, hey, we forgot about you, man. It's okay. Yeah. Now you have the opportunity to come out with something new whenever you want because nobody's sitting there tapping their foot looking at you.
I don't know. We'll see. But if you are looking for new Avenged Sevenfold, it's not happening right now. And they're quarantined and laying low like everyone else. So there you go. We'll see. Maybe 2022. We talked about it. That's our year. That's our year, man.
It's got to be.
It's going to be the year. Anyway, that's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1978, David Bowie, the late, great David Bowie, released his live album, Stage. Bowie's definitely one of my favorites. Definitely one of my favorites,
David
man.
David Bowie's great, man.
Dude, awesome. Awesome. And tell you what, if Ziggy Stardust comes on and you don't sing along with it, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind.
What are you doing?
Yeah, you moron.
David Bowie is,
love it. All right. Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.